I sometimes think that really beautiful music is a kind of a glimpse or a taste of what will happen after death. Do you know what I mean?
How so, Steve? How so?
I just think it's such harmony in beautiful music. It's almost like a glimpse of the harmony of the afterlife, or the harmony which people report in near-death experiences. It kind of, it feels like it's on the same level with the most beautiful music, the most beautiful classical.
See, I often, and maybe you could help me here, but it's harmonious, it's in harmony. It's an absence of conflict, which makes it beautiful.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, music of the spheres, it's music of the heavens. Frequencies, vibrations. I remember once listening to, I've not been to many classical music concerts, but I went to a Mahler symphony once, a concert. Do you know Mahler? Just Austrian composer, sort of late 20th, late 19th century. But it was so incredibly harmonious and powerful. I was really exalted. My spine was tingling. I was full of light, and I felt as though I was just transcending myself
Well,
completely.
you were uplifted. At least a part of you is uplifted into a different dimension.
Oh
You're
yeah.
just probably not aware of it. You're getting feelings of it, but you don't have a full awareness of where you are or where a part of you is.
Yeah.
But the law of vibration is uplifting. Either uplifts you or you either ascend or descend.
Yeah. And I remember you, when I talked to you about your near-death experience, well, your conscious death experience, when I interviewed you for my book. I remember you sort of describing this sense of harmony and this sense of peace and bliss. Do you feel that once you glimpsed that, it never really left you? Or did it sort of come and go?
No,
How did you?
it's a bit like your name. You don't have to keep repeating it, but as soon as you think of it, it's immediately present. It's not a process, it's just there. I remember you were saying to me about your book that all the other accounts were written in the past tense. Mine was written in the present tense.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And I've known this about myself before you mentioned it, that some experiences are still alive within me, that I can enter them and they're still there as though they're in the present moment. So they're always there. Does that answer your question, Steve?
Yeah, perfectly. Makes sense. Even if it's not at the forefront of your consciousness, it's still there and you can always return to it.
Yeah, always. Same with the conscious death experience, same with certain experiences. Some experiences are completely faded from memory, but it's my view that they're still there. I'm just not able to access them. They're still there, alive and present. But in the labyrinth of my own psyche, maybe I don't find the way for to them. For whatever reason. For others, the straight direct path.
You mentioned earlier that you had the experience that important things became more important, trivial things became more trivial. I think you
Well,
said that.
no, it was inverse. What people think are important aren't, and what is important, people overlook.
So what do you mean by the what are the important things?
Let's take qualifications. They're important in this world, I'm not going to deny that. But they're not important in themselves. Whether you get a qualification or not has no bearing on how you are as an individual and your authentic self on the other side. And when people are dying, they very rarely talk about the qualifications. So that tells you immediately what is important. They're important if you want a job. But in of themselves, they're not important. Yet people chase them like they're intrinsically important. They offer meaning and validation to a self. And yet, in reality, with a capital R, they don't. Saying that, I wanted to do a PhD. But I wasn't chasing it. I was using it. I think that's slightly different, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Status is another one. All of us will sacrifice so much to achieve status, and it could be an empty status at that. And yet that status is an illusion. It's not real. When you go to the other side, you have no status other than what's in your heart, how you are vibrating. Your vibration is your status, by the way. It is. It's true. So, where's your priority now? To work with your qualities. You have your hate in your heart. Transform it. Transmute it. That's will give you status. It'll give you status in this world, although it may not be recognized, and it'll give you status eternally. Only in a big house. It's not the big house that's important. On the other side, how many times did you open your house up to others? It's not how many friends you have. How many times were you a good friend to others? It's inversed. When I go around to people, I'm thanking them for being in my life. How they impacted me. And I'm grateful for that. Because I'm saying you were a good friend. That's meaningful. Whether you're a doctor or a road sweeper, doesn't matter. So things like this, being kind is very important. For no other reason than that's who you are.
You forget people's achievements. You don't. They're not important. But when somebody touches you and gives themselves to you, then it's always with you.
If you read my messages on Facebook and here, my niece noticed something. She said to me, I've read your Facebook messages and none of them are obligatory. She didn't use that word. That's what she meant. And most people, yeah, I'm sorry to hear the sad news. Yeah, you know, and it's a kind of blanket phrases that people use when they're offering condolences and that. But she said, I noticed that every single one of these people say that either meeting you or having a conversation with you touched them in some way. Every single one.
Mm.
And I said, yeah, because when I died in 2009 and I came back, I realized what was really important. To touch someone's heart. That's the legacy you leave behind, really. You know why, Steve? Because you can leave houses and monuments and names and stuff, and that's wonderful. I don't dismiss that. But touching a heart is eternal. And it's what I lived for. I'm at my most powerful as I'm at dying. Why? Not because I've become more powerful. Because people are listening to me differently. They're more receptive, they're more susceptible, they're more vulnerable to being touched.
Mm.
And because of that, I'll take every moment, every opportunity to offer something of value if I can, if it comes through me, and if it's meant to be, to my last dying breath. And you know what? That's an incredible gift, Steve.
Mm.
Because you know why? I'm just thinking about the magic and the glory and the incredible privileged feeling that I have, knowing that I was part of a process in which your heart got touched. To me, that's true magic.
That's beautiful.
And that's what you just said. That's a life of beauty. And to witness that beauty on a day-to-day basis is another gift.
Thanks. Thanks for sharing your gift and your gifts.
They're not mine. But I know what you mean. They're not my gifts. They're gifts given to me to be shared, and I'm privileged and grateful for it. But I do understand what you mean by that. I just generally like to remind myself, really, when I'm saying it to you.
Yeah.
Don't forget, Zach. They're not yours. That way, you don't fuck it up.
That way, your ego can keep to the side, out of the way.
I think that's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't fuck it up. After such profundity, yeah.
Yeah. Is that what you have? Is that your epitaph?
Yeah. And see, Steve.
That's great.
At this moment where we both laughed, shared a laugh, genuine laugh, heartfelt laugh, is another gift. Because that's what I want. That's what I wish for.
Yeah.
Let's just laugh at life.
Yeah.
Let's just laugh at how stupid we are.
That's right.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I could die happy and laughing. Genuinely, right? Isn't that a wonderful gift?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
As a life lived. So you could focus on the loss or focus on the gifts. But that moment, that was a dream come true. If it's the last thing we say to each other, we laugh together.
Yeah. Beautiful.
So if when you hear, if I don't take the treatment and I pass, your memory of us, we laughed.
Yeah, we'll have that moment.
Yeah.
Thanks, Zach.
Oh no, thank you, Steve, for coming all the way
here. It's been a privilege.
See, it's been a privilege for me to be able to share as well. See, this is the harmony. It's a perfect circle. Like the cycle of water. You're saying thank you, I mean it. I'm saying thank you, I'm meaning it. You're saying it's a privilege, I'm saying it's a privilege. We're both meaning it. When it's reciprocal like that, we're in harmony.
Yeah, and I can feel the harmony between us, the connection between us. Beyond the ego, beyond any...
Can I ask you a question? And you don't have to record this.
Yeah.
Throughout the interview, I may be wrong, but your tears welled up in your eyes.
Yeah.
What was going on there for you?
Oh, I can't explain it. It was powerful. It's you have a powerful, I think, because of your state of acceptance and surrender and serenity. It has a powerful quality. It's moving. You know, it's very moving.
Because, how do you feel?
How do I feel now?
No, how did you feel?
Oh, how did you feel?
In those moments?
Oh, very touched. Very... very moved. It's just... well, like I say, it's privilege. I think the tears are privilege.
Were you humbled?
Humbled, yeah. Humbled. That's a good way of putting it.
No.
Privileged and humbled.
Not humiliated. But were you humbled?
No.
People use the word like... humbled. You've been put in your place.
No, I don't mean it like that. No. Humbled in a respectful sense.
It's like, you know, you've experienced something that strips away everything other than...
Yeah, that's kind of like what it was. Yeah, just a feeling of everything else fades away. This is
a real moment.
This is a real moment of power and privilege
and love.
Humility and beauty. Yeah, nothing else really matters. At this moment, nothing else is important.
And it's very precious to have those moments.
Yeah, it's like I say, I keep using the word privilege, but it's true. It's a privilege to experience those moments. It's worth being alive just to experience those moments. You know, and I think those moments give me a sense of how life really is in its fundamental state and how it should be, you know. A quality which shows us the fundamental truth and beauty of life, you know, the ideal essential state of life, of being a conscious being, you know.
I make a prayer for you in this moment, Steve, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a prayer on you, it's just my prayer for you. That's very different.
Mm-hmm.
I pray that you experience many more moments like this in your life.
Thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
Mm. Great, thank you very much, Zach. It's just a real beautiful experience to speak to you.
You're very welcome, Steve.